Control it. It doesn't feel good to slap your face.
Oh,
you know that.
Nice.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't feel good to slap your face.
It's sticky. It hurts. It's
but it's an urge. It's an urge that
Patrice,
is almost
come on in here.
Irresistible.
Patrice O'Neill.
It just feels right.
It just feels... Oh, shit. Look out.
Oh, my. I think he got Patrice on his hat. I think he got on Patrice's hat.
get that side of his face on video. The whole right side of his face is brown.
You know how important Patrice's shit is to him? It got right on his yellow hat.
Patrice can have new ace all clothes away now, man. You know damn well he's gonna throw all those clothes away now.
Yeah, he's got to.
A big piece of pudding right in the middle of his stupid hat.
And it's a yellow ace hat, like the bill is yellow.
The pudding's all the way over here.
Yeah, the pudding went everywhere.
I got a piece of my eye, a
you
piece
ever
of pudding.
Fucking pudding come apart like that.
That's the way Bill Cosby laughs at you, man.
Alright, well, that's... Alright.
That was... Wow. That was riveting.
Oh, wow.
Alright, stop slapping yourself.
Hey, oh, stop.
It couldn't feel right.
Stop!
Wow.
Alright, stop. Oh. Calm down. You want us to
relax.
Duct tape his hands or something.
He looks like one of those Japanese videos. All he needs is a girl in a wedding dress.
I was thinking German porn.
German.
Yeah.
Scheiße.
Alright, don't duct tape his hands.
No, I don't, because it's about right. An egg for crying out loud or
an
something.
An egg?
Like
how do you keep an egg in my hand?
I don't know. That's exactly it.
Brilliant. Dude, he's got...
I'm working on a suicide bomb.
You losing weight?
Patrice O'Neill, everyone. Hey,
go down to the park and watch the fucking... the
what are you doing?
Preach and shit, and then boom!
What did you do?
Patrice,
you losing weight?
I noticed that too as soon as he came
you
in.
Lost
he didn't look as fat.
Looks like you lost a lot of weight.
Because you didn't look
in the face with pudding, nigga.
I noticed it when it flew right on the middle of your hat.
Someone give Patrice a wireless. You don't want to be near that microphone,
Patrice.
No. We're trying to cure him of his Tourette's today. We found out that he has a new tick. He has to slap his face.
Yeah. I got back from a Tourette syndrome convention at the TSA conference, and being around so many people just really triggered it. What time tomorrow night, Jimmy?
Here's the big show. It's the Short Bus Tour. 8 o'clock at the Laugh Factory.
9 o'clock.
Eight o'clock. Get tickets. It's gonna be sold out.
Yeah,
the whole gang is coming. They're all gonna watch Pritchard.
Oh no.
Slap. They're all gonna watch.
Oh no.
They're all gonna. You won't get any. You know what? It's fine.
Clear the monitor. Oh, clear everything over there. Oh my God.
You can control this.
Oh, my brand new.
You can control this.
I predict
yellow.
This will look just like the Zapruder film.
And his left hand is a bunch of ketchup.
Get plastic and throw it over that monitor as quickly as you can.
You don't need plastic.
Fury, come on, run.
Get plastic.
No, it's okay. He's okay. He's not going to.
Just for the equipment.
Just slap it. Just jump. Just jump.
Oh, God.
All you
want to
do is jump. You just want to jump. Tomorrow night, big show, 9 o'clock. It's going to be the Short Bus Tour. We're all going to be there. Colin's coming down.
Right
Patrice
at the Laugh Factory.
Laugh Factory. Big plug to Twitter.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Oh.
It's,
oh, God. Oh, my God. It's all over the place.
It's going to be a big show. You know.
Oh, it got all over Steve.
It's
the Opie and Anthony sign.
It's all over me, man.
It's everywhere.
It's on the
Dude.
Stemmons Freeway sign.
Make him do the curling run on the floor.
Paper towels.
This nigga.
Oh, shit.
This fucking asshole.
Jackie
fuck
O's.
You.
Jackie O's crawling on the back of his chair looking for his hat.
Fuck it up, he was close. My
hair. Oh, that got everywhere, man.
Well, Obi, your therapy's progressing. Yeah, you're making progress.
All right, well,
you got to dump some of those in his hand now.
Wait, hold on. What are they? Let me see.
They're Danny's pubes.
Let me see.
No, I did.
You put your pubic hair in the
cup?
It makes me sick, man. What the fuck is
I can't do it because I know it's
you won't. No, we're going to cure you. We're going to cure you.
This is a cure.
Yeah, this is a cure. Don't worry about it.
How about a little vanilla icing first?
Because everyone...
Yeah, vanilla icing.
It smells good.
Certainly does.
Ew.
Vanilla icing. Ketchup. God, would I love a giant spoonful. Oh, God damn.
What?
He almost put his eye out with the spoon.
All right, listen.
Hawk was trying to spoon some out into his hand, and he went to smack himself and hit the whole thing.
Yeah, just scoop his hands in there, you fucking girls. What's the matter with you guys? Dainty.
Yeah, you tell him.
Come on, Miss Manners. Put it in his fucking hand.
Yeah, come on.
Who
wouldn't want to just... Yeah, grab a handful of that if
you
can.
Yeah, you're okay, Twitchell.
All right. There it is.
There you go.
There's not going to do it. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, get some tickets to the Short Bus Tour. Twitchell's is actually a very good comic.
Hey,
we're all going to be there. It gets him excited to think about his big night tomorrow.
Hey, if we have plastic, we really need to start getting plastic in the studio.
Because
there's chocolate and ketchup all over the board.
Good timing.
You're not going to slap yourself. You're going to be fine.
You don't need to slap yourself anymore. You don't need to slap yourself anymore, see?
It's just trying to help.
You don't need a slap.
That's great. It won't look like a Bukkake video after this one.
You don't need a slap.
Wow.
Yeah, just relax.
Relax.
You don't need to do this.
I don't need to do it.
You don't need to do this. Look, you don't need to do this. Just relax. Take a deep breath. This doesn't feel good at all.
No.
It doesn't feel good.
You're jumping all over the place. You just got to relax.
Calm down.
I just got to think of a nice place.
Yeah, a nice place.
Exactly.
I'll be fine. I can do this. No, really, I can do this.
He's playing both parts of What Love Got to Do With It.
All right. See, you're doing good. You don't need to slap your face. See, it's done. You're
now
done.
Pretend you just heard River Deep Mountain
High. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Like a gangbang video. This is awful.
He's all the Three Stooges. He's got balls cut.
He smacks himself. Wise guys.
Come on, Porcupine.
He's Curly and Shemp and Curly Joe.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, there's white all over his face.
We need some type of cleaner on that sign now.
You look like Fez after New Year's
Windex
Eve.
Windex or something.
Do you love...
That's going to be a big show.
So much... How do you guys feel about this? You feel good?
Well,
I think it's helping.
Yeah, there's a lot of
crap
in my hair
right now. I feel healing.
But...
Please dump that cup into his hands. Please put that
yes,
cup.
Yes.
No, oh, God. No. I can't do
you
it.
Won't. You'll be fine.
No, hey, man, we got to cure you of the Tourette's.
This will cure you.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
The studio is being...
I know that you won't.
No amount of money can make that happen.
Put the
gloves on. You will control yourself.
I can't do it.
You will. You will control yourself.
I won't. Do you think I should do it? Do you honestly think I should?
You will control yourself.
I don't think you'll slap yourself with it is why I think you should do it.
The best part of this...
I think that's the thing that'll keep you from smacking
yourself.
I think
this is the first time Danny's ever, like, trimmed up. It's like a fucking force in that.
Here's what it is.
Forget about it.
You know how when you chew your nails...
The bottom part of the pot of the thigh.
Keep going.
They put a glove on you. They put something on your nails to stop you from chewing.
Right.
We have nail biting problems.
Right. So this is kind of the same thing. The other stuff is all food. Dumb in his hand.
Yeah, but Tourette's is completely uncontrollable. Right.
I know that, but there's times when you're acting where you don't
never,
feel it.
Yeah, you're acting, and it's
but
obvious,
but this will be such an overwhelming thing that it'll...
That's what I'm talking about, nigga.
Wow. It'll counteract... It'll
That's
counteract
how
the...
That's how my face.
You know what? I'll do it. I'll do it.
Yeah. It'll counteract it.
Wow. I'll try.
Wait,
hold on.
You don't honestly think you had a choice, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Louis,
he's going to
dump...
feel a little bit better knowing.
Sweet Louis, he's going to dump some into each hand. He's stopping 10 of them. He doesn't have a knife.
Yeah.
Fucking...
All right, no, just...
Okay, get him in there.
Sprinkle
liberally in each hand.
Yeah, all right. Pubes are going into... Oh, God damn it.
Make sure they stick to the stuff there.
Reach over and do the other hand, too, Danny. What are you, a queer?
Oh, my God.
Press him on there. Press him on there.
You gotta leave him in there, Twitchell.
Yeah.
No, there was some hanging.
Oh, that's
there it is.
There's no way.
God. Oh,
my God. Danny's
pubes.
Holy crap.
I don't think I'm gonna lick the icing anymore.
Oh, my God.
Danny's pubes.
Now you can just relax.
Now you control yourself, right?
Wait.
Watch us cure Tourette. We have a treatment here at the clinic, the Opie and Anthony Institute.
That's right.
We'll show you how to cure Tourette's.
Yeah.
We got the dick face treatment.
Anthony, we got to explain, though. I mean, that is a lot of pubes. Because people at home are thinking, maybe one or two.
No.
It is.
Danny, yeah. Danny looks like he'd be a hairy guy.
It looks like huge.
And if you've ever seen Danny's nuts and dick on Pal Talk, you know there's a lot of hair down there.
It looks like he's holding Good Times and Cooley High.
Just ask, call up Danny's mom and ask him how many pubes Danny has, and he'll tell you.
See, you're doing good, man. You're doing good.
You're tough.
Your hand wants to slap. God. You want to slap. You do, but you're going to be okay.
See, you can't slap the pubes on your face. Danny didn't even shower today.
Yeah, they're sweaty.
He doesn't shower before.
He's scratching your nose at Danny's pubes. That finger is up.
Don't slap.
Don't slap.
Icing is getting lodged in my nostrils. Someone help me blow my nose.
No, you're okay. Just breathe through your mouth.
Okay, don't slap. You don't need a slap. The Tourette's thing is all in your mind.
Big show tomorrow night. It's at 9 o'clock at the Laugh Factory.
The Laugh Factory, the Short Bus Comedy Tour. Myself, Jimmy Graham, Mike Atello, Tim Grill. We all have disability.
What's the phone number?
It's go to laughfactory.com. I don't have the number offhand. It's the Laugh Factory right in Times Square. Was it on 42nd?
42nd Street. You work it. It's one of the biggest clubs now. It's going well for you. We're all coming down to see you.
After doing this, I'm dead serious. I want you guys there.
Yeah, we will all be there.
Absolutely.
Nah,
we are curing.
You're okay.
We are curing Tourette's.
We're all coming to see you tomorrow.
Look how close you came, but you were able to control it.
He almost broke his wrist. He's trying to keep that fucking pubic hair. He's looking like a Chinese contortionist. You slap your face.
He stopped his hand in midair, and everything else went forward.
He wants to. You know what? I bet the icing is really fucking him up, too.
Can you let me try to do something to calm this? Can I read something? Reading will help me take my
head off.
You
gotta
give me some leeway. I'm willing to do this.
Jump. Slap. Your face, it's so good. It's so nice to slap your face. There's no way you're gonna slap your face.
Now you don't want to slap your
face. You're almost cured. See, you're not gonna slap your face.
It's not gonna cure.
You know that it's gonna make everything okay, but you don't need to do it.
That's right.
There's other ways.
It's like I know the immediate.
I just have
thing.
An image of my in my head slapping my face right now. I'm really. This is really hard.
Man, you know it would feel good.
I can't
good.
Cry because the icing's in the way.
You know it would feel good, but you don't need to do it.
Yeah, you're not gonna do it.
You don't need to slap your face.
I'm doing it now, and it doesn't feel.
Oh my god.
Oh, he's spitting out Danny's pubes. Oh, my God, no. Oh, he's spitting Danny's pubes out.
Oh, my God, is this funny slash really sad?
Can you help me with my eye?
Wipe his eye.
He's got Danny's pubes in his eye. Could somebody help him?
Exactly. Eric, how do you even get them out of yours?
Smack Talk's arm.
That's right.
Fuck, goddamn. Fuck, goddamn. He's scooped over his arm. Holy shit.
That's right. Wipe it off.
Oh, my God.
I can't see now at all. I can't see now at all. I need someone to help me get this stuff out.
Wipe his eyes. Hey, fucking help him out over there.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
You're okay. You're going to be okay.
Danny's puked from his elbow. Holy crap.
Oh, he didn't see that coming.
It's burning my left eye.
Oh, my God. Holy crap, that's the funniest thing ever.
Holy shit.
Ever.
Oh, you still got some on your elbow there.
Don't slap again, because you get a whole bunch of pubes in that left
hand. I hope we're describing that. He had a handful of pubes.
A handful of pubes that went right onto Hawk's arm.
He went to slap his face, and Eric put his arm in the way, and he got pubes and white
sticky stuff all over his arm. The underside of his arm.
Old faggot arms.
Oh,
that side hasn't been slapped. That side's doing okay. The right one, you did it, but that left one, you didn't do it.
Yeah, the left side still has a whole handful of Danny's pubes in it.
Oh, you know that weird feeling when your face just rocks with that, like, really weird? Like, you know, oh, my God, that feels good. Wow, you don't want to do that, though.
I know, you don't want to do that.
And you're trying to cure the Tourette's, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, this is all for my benefit.
Yes.
Okay, all right, I believe.
We're doing the work of God.
Big Laugh Factory show.
Yeah, Laugh Factory.
Switching tape? Well, then switch it. Go ahead. Yeah, hurry up.
Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, at the Laugh Factory in Times Square.
Would you actually, there's really
actually you in a while.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Hard to make small talk with another man's pubes stuck to your face with icing.
Good to see you. How's your dignity?
I haven't seen that in a while.
What else can we have him walk around?
Hold on, we got pubes in his left hand, still in his left hand.
No, don't do that.
What can we put in his right hand? Peanut butter.
Look at this. A video of Ross on Last Comic Standing. Anthony.
Yeah.
Guys, there's little clumps of the icing, and there's a pubic hair like popping through one of the clumps, sticking up, and this one still is full, and this is just like it's starting to get wedged underneath one of my fingernails,
You're gonna slap.
And it's like really.
It has to happen.
Oh God.
Yeah. Hold this egg.
Just hold this egg.
No, don't give him the egg. He'll hit his face with the egg. No, I don't want the egg.
All right, I'll take the egg.
Just hold the egg. Just hold it. If you drop it, we throw the entire eggs at you.
Oh, my God.
What?
No, he could just, that'll relax you.
Yeah, relax. See, relax. Look, the egg is just balanced in your right hand. The pubes are in your left. Danny's pubes in your left hand. A whole pile of them.
You guys are humanitarians. What you're doing is great.
The pubes will not end up on your face. We know that. Okay, well, you got some on the right side of your face. We understand that.
See,
you were able to control it. What were you, an inch away from slapping your face?
And you stopped.
And you just stopped.
Yeah.
See?
You don't want to slap at that left hand.
Anyone want pubic hair eggs?
Look at all the pubes on his cheek.
And he just slapped with the egg in his hand. It didn't really do much damage.
Very hard to break an egg.
No more slaps with the left hand.
He's using his right hand too much.
He knows.
You got to get something in his right hand.
I don't want the left hand hit me.
Throw another egg in his hand.
Exactly. No more slaps.
Is that one kind of cracked?
See, what's going on here? He does want to use his left hand because he doesn't want the pubes on his face. So he's using his right hand to slap his face.
He's got pubes stuck to his face, the right side, the left side.
Yeah, but not as much because that left hand has a pile of pubes.
Perfect. I don't look too bad, right?
No, it's unfocused. It needs to be balanced.
All right, thank you.
Looks like a slap happy video.
Yeah.
Okay. Just running down your face, the icing and honey.
Oh, shit.
Look at the back of his head.
Exactly.
Turn around.
Oh, you got nails.
Egg right in the back. Wait, what's your name?
Sean.
Egg right in the back of Sean's head.
He missed his face. The egg went flying across the room into the wall.
Sean in the back of the head.
Which is now washing. The egg is washing the chocolate off the wall.
That's right.
All right. Well, maybe we shouldn't use the eggs anymore. There goes Sean leaving the studio. It was a direct hit to his head.
Boy, is he taking out a lot of people. Eggs to the head, pubes to the arm.
Fucking pudding to the hat.
Whenever I try to control it, I usually bite my lower lip, and I just took a mouthful of pubes.
I'm dead serious. That would be bad.
See, this is worse all around. It's like interacting with my focus now.
Yeah. All right. Focus.
Okay. You looking forward to the show tomorrow night?
I'm really looking forward
hey,
to it.
Hey, do we have more chocolate pudding left?
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait because we got a whole bunch of people coming down. Colin said he's coming. Patrice, myself, Bill Burr. It's gonna be a lot. Bob Kelly. It's gonna be all the guys from the show.
We got Lorne Michaels. He's gonna stop by.
Oh, come on! Stop it.
Yeah, he's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Don't get too excited about that, though. He sees a lot of comedians.
I mean, don't put it in the left hand.
Not that big of a deal. Two inside what?
Don't do lefty.
The left hand, man. I know you want to hit. The right hand's not getting the job done. By the way, you know the right hand slapping your face is not getting the job done.
Obviously, it is because I'm managing the control of the left hand.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we know it's all in your head.
It's working. This is our cure.
Your left hand does not need the slap. Only your right. So your left hand's fine. You're not going to use it.
Yeah. Don't slap with your left hand. The right hand has another pile of chocolate pudding in it. Unfortunately, that might end up on your face. But the left hand's still holding strong with the pubic hair.
Have you ever done both together?
The two hands would probably feel great.
Oh, the two hands.
No, you don't want to do it.
No, don't. You're controlling it. Twitchells, you're so close to being cured. We can see it.
Yeah.
We can see it.
Don't give in to the beast.
Yeah, this is starting to become noticeable, by the way. If you just do, like, both hands together.
Yeah, if everyone goes like this in the studio, look.
So what? Just look, pudding? Ain't gonna hurt you?
Like, it matters.
Look, if we all do this, see? Nothing happens.
No, don't all do it.
Just think about that.
Slap
in the face. Both sides.
Slap.
Both together feels right, actually.
Yeah, it feels really good, Jimmy.
That does feel right.
It's something about it.
There's something wrong about just one, but when you do both, it feels perfect.
It's very calming.
It's perfect.
All is right with the world when you do this. It's perfect.
Wow, this does work.
Oh, my God.
This feels good.
I feel like I'm in a womb or something.
You think he's slick?
Yeah.
I think you hit that other kid on purpose with that egg.
I think you came in too late to see what's been going on here.
Excuse me, Captain Correct.
Excuse me, I got pubic fucking hairs on my face.
Oh, shut up, bitch. Stop being a bitch and slap yourself with the pubes.
Yeah, so we can move on to the comedy with Patrice O'Neill.
We're just kidding.
I think we give a shit.
Yeah. So we could clean up the front row at the Gallagher show.
Exactly.
God damn. Oh, there's more pubes in his mouth.
There you go.
Oh, shit. There's the showstopper.
Hey, pubes.
Slap his face really hard.
Pubes all over
his face. Chocolate pudding to the right of his face. And Danny's pubes on the left side of his face.
Toretto-matic.
He now looks like an old man that can't get the shave done. There's always something left over after he
shaves.
This is bordering on exploiting this illness.
Oh my God.
Well, I gotta say, I don't think our cure works, Opie.
Yeah. Well, we tried, though, you know.
Yeah, we tried. It's trial and error. Phase one testing, Opie's gonna bring the stock down because it didn't really work very well.
Yeah,
we're really banking on phase two.
You know, you really truly describe this as a scientific.
Yeah.
I came in late, but you could prove this to be scientific.
It is scientific. Just look at him.
Yeah. Next week we're gonna try to cure alcoholism.
Okay.
Field research. Tourette's is not cured by putting shit in the hand.
Yeah. Now someone can take note of that, and now not waste their time doing this.
That's right.
Go on to the next thing.
Right. Try something else.
I'm dead serious. This is a fucking scientific proven. This is
damn scientific.
Can I clean myself up now?
Yeah, wait a minute. Pubic hair might have a 50% effect.
Right,
because
he
wouldn't start slapping himself with the pubic hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to start subscribing.
Further research must be done.
All right, why don't we get him outside in the streets of Manhattan in front of the building.
To announce it didn't work.
All right, make sure he doesn't clean up. Let's get him outside. Maybe Danny or someone could call on the phone.
That's right.
All right, Twitchels, why don't you...
Just try to be incognito on the elevator.
Yeah.
How do I get out of here?
Just walk.
We'll open all the doors for you.
This is all over my face.
Oh, where's the comedy show tomorrow?
Tomorrow night at the Laugh Factory in Times Square, 9 o'clock, is the Short Bus Comedy Tour. I'm dead serious. It'll mean a lot to me if you guys are there.
I wouldn't get your hopes up.
All right.
You bastard. Right. So I walk out now?
At the corner.
Showing up.
At the corner. And between... Fucking idiot.
Between help and me.
Fucking complete idiot.
Oh, my God. Look, is that a big clump of pube and icing on the arm of the chair? That chair has to be thrown out.
The best part.
I came here all dressed cute for you guys.
I know.
Y'all
on your A's shit.
My brand new A's shit. My green stripe on my fucking Nike's a match.
The second he opened the door, you got ambushed.
Like a suicide bomb.
Like
I notice how it goes down.
Like a Chinese food delivery man in the Bronx. Open the door, boom, right in the face.
It wouldn't be bad if this was like a Cleveland Browns hat with the color. But this is fucking nice yellow and
yellow.
Patrice, as soon as I walk in, man.
Will you ever wear that hat again?
I gotta buy another hat.
You gotta buy another one.
That sucks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That hat is done.
Over for the hat.
Made for some great radio.
How bad would that look to walk around with a big stain on the fucking hat?
Yeah, we can't.
It doesn't
that.
Work.
Hey, are we calling?
Yeah, we will be.
All right. Jesus. Should we take a quick break?
You can if you want.
Yeah, we should take a break. When we get back, we'll have Twitchels live on the streets of Manhattan, looking like a complete lunatic, looking like a mess.
Looking like?
Chocolate pudding all over his face and ketchup crazy. Still remaining on his face.
Pubic hair
is on all over his face, all over his shirt that he's wearing. And with the twitching, we're going to get some good looks from these dopes
out there.
Do you
know chocolate made it all the way almost to my keyboard?
It hit me in the eye.
Did it?
It's right there.
Oh, there's some here.
It's in my hair.
Jesus Christ.
It's on the phone screen.
There's a pube right here, too. You got hair and thing.
There's no pube over here.
All right.
I know the velocity potential of the pubic hair, and it could not have made it over here.
No velocity.
Hawk got it all over his arm.
That
exactly.
Was probably
Danny
the
pube.
Funniest part.
Danny pubes all over his arm. He went to wipe off Twitchell's face, and the second he put his arm over there, Twitchell freaked out, smacked him, and just got pubic hair and icing all over Hawk's arm.
Let's say hi to Ken in Missouri. Ken.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, yeah, you guys keep saying this is the cure. I wasn't aware that dignity was a disease. Jesus Christ. You guys are killing me. I'm punching out.
I think a lot of people might have turned off their XM radios today.
Could be. I don't know how that works.
It's better than doing it to a mouse.
Yeah.
Better mouse.
All right, why don't we take a break? Patrice O'Neill in studio.
Who's Kenny Loggins over there?
Where? Oh, that's that's intern Bill.
What happened to him?
Kenny Loggins.
We never pulled that one out. That is fucking
Jesus
funny, man.
Christ.
Kenny Loggins. A foot loose. Foot loose.
He looks fucking ridiculous.
I'm all right.
Come in with a full fucking beard.
He grew that over the weekend, so he's one of those guys.
Oh, God.
All right,
is it. Make no mistakes where you are.
Who the fuck is that? That's fucking...
That's Mike McDonald and Kenny Loggins. It's a duet. If that was all white, he could be Mike McDonald.
Oh, Danny's already outside. Let's go to Danny. Danny.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey buddy.
Say again?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, we're on the street here in front of the building with Twitchell's. He's still covered in shit.
Right.
And we did not let him wash anything off of him, so he's still got pubes all over himself, putting icing, everything. He's a mess.
Is he getting some good looks out there?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's ticking very badly and obviously covered in shit. How could you not stare at him?
Got to get some of the stares.
I'll try and hold the phone towards him so you can hear... You can hear him ticking. What am I doing?
What am I doing?
You should see how much of a look people are giving this idiot.
Are you right outside our door? Outside the building?
Almost. If you'd like, we can move so that you could see us. If you'd like, we can move across the street so you can easily see out the window.
Yeah, out across the street so we can watch you out the window.
Yeah, move across the street. Someone take the... I'll hang here. Just take the wireless or something.
Okay,
oh, wait, we can see through there, right?
I'm going across the street. Yeah. With me.
All right.
We're gonna cross the street so I can see out the window. All right, hang in. Traffic.
Yeah. Holy crap. Oh, what happened? Oh,
well, we lost him. He probably flung the phone into the street. Oh,
that was
God
really,
damn.
Really, really funny, man.
I'll clean up this mess, you guinea brat.
Go on and twitch, just like your father.
I love the cleanup portion of this.
Oh, Danny's back.
The studio smells so nice.
Danny.
Hey, sorry, guys. The phone cut out.
All right.
All right, we're across the street, so you should be able to see us right now.
Can you see anything yet?
I can never see out of this window.
I see Danny. I see Danny. He's off to the left there.
Yeah.
Are they avoiding Twitchell's, or is he getting any looks? Or?
It's New York. No one even notices him.
No, we got a nice young lady right here who's absolutely entranced by the situation.
She sounds it.
Oh, you're hanging out with me?
Yeah, well, I can't hear them. Because he won't let me hold the phone.
Well, I mean, he's got icing and shit all over his face. I'm not giving him my phone.
And your pubes.
We should just have Twitchell start yelling, help me, help me,
here.
Help me. Twitchell! Danny! Danny! Danny!
I can barely hear you.
Twitchell, we want you to start yelling, help me, help me.
Start yelling, help me?
Yeah.
That's not a check.
You just
want me to do it?
Yeah, if you want to plug for your comedy show tomorrow, I would suggest you start yelling, help me, help me, help me.
Like where? Like just right where I'm standing now?
Yeah.
Kind of walk around in circles.
Give the phone back to Danny and start yelling, help me, help me, help me.
He said, give the phone back to you and start yelling, help me.
Okay, so that's what you guys want?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Where are they at?
Okay.
Right there. Okay. Help me!
Oh, my God.
People are running away. They're running away.
She won't help me. She won't help me.
I've never seen
good?
New Yorkers alarmed or shocked by anything. They're like giving him a wide berth and running.
Danny went to make him say something on the phone, and he went to slap his face. He knocked stupid Danny's phone on the concrete.
Oh, man, that was good. The last thing we ever heard from Danny's phone was a loud beeping noise. And he's laughing hysterical, Danny, as his phone is broken.
That's right.
All right. Enough with that nonsense.
I know.
Enough is enough.
Enough with that Tourette's. Jesus.
Exactly. Now let's just start announcing that the show is canceled so no one knows.
Tourette's is the disease. We're the cure.
God, Reed just decided to dye his hair a little darker than usual.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That looks normal on a 76-year-old man.
Yes. He's got the Ronald Reagan hair.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
All right.
Oh, wait, he's back?
No, can't be. That phone is busted.
Look at Ben's hairdo.
Danny.
Where?
Danny.
It's awful. Hey, suck him on. Hey, Florence Henderson.
You should be on a lesbian cruise with that haircut.
Fucking, that bob cut is atrocious. Nice do.
Yeah, Ben, he just nods at you. You can almost hear him just calling you an asshole. Oof. Are those Lysol sanitary wipes?
Mm-hmm. Ben, are we going to be all right?
Yeah.
All right. We're just trying to clean up the studio. Danny.
Yo.
Hey, Danny.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Like I said, Eric's phone took some damage, but I'm on another phone.
Oh, that was Eric's phone? Oh, that's why you were laughing so hard.
I was wondering why he was laughing at his own broken phone.
What happened when he started yelling, help me, help me?
You know, people are absolutely just, they just want to run away, actually, like, going straight up to you know, people trying to get to work and just screaming, help me, in their faces.
They were running, yeah.
Do we have video of this?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Are we done?
Yes, we're done.
All right, Danny, thank you.
For the day.
Welcome, fellas.
All right.
The last thing, push him under a bus.
Do that. I say we don't let Twitchell's back into the studio because he's embarrassing himself. Please cut that shit out.
Yeah, you know, have some pride.
Man. All right, we're going to take a break. Alan Light is here, by the way, too.
Huh?
Alan Light. Right there.
What was the last thing he had to come in the middle of, too? He showed up at some other weird thing.
Oh, we'll ask him, yeah.
The
what?
The NCAA.
Oh, crap. And that was the last time we did anything crazy in here. That's the only reason Alan Light came back, because we didn't get into anything, because silly stuff was going on around him. All right, we'll talk some music with Alan Light. We got Patrice O'Neill in the studio. And other things to get to.
Boobs always bring the curse.
I'm trying to push buttons so we can talk on the radio, but there's like...
Are they goopy?
There's pudding on CD number 2. There's frosting on Ant's mic.
Hawk, get that.
Yeah.
I cleaned up over here, and then I Purelled.
I love you really got...
Give me some Purell.
You really got Eric working like a goddamn slave.
Hey, man.
Clean that off, Kunta.
Like... He is the slave of the program.
See, we do this every once in a while, because we know these guys are sitting around going, you know, they're coasting. Oh, no.
Yeah.
We're going to make you work eventually.
One of those days. Oh, good. They used some kind of cleaner on the grand Opie and Anthony sign.
Oh, thank God the Opie and Anthony sign is all clean.
Took a hit with some ketchup.
Yeah, I went by the way, the Javits Center. XM has a nice presence at the Javits Center, man. You're right over the big entrance. You got, like, a picture of Snoop, a picture of Cal Ripken, a picture of somebody else.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Everybody...
That's good.
Involved in on the platform.
Absolutely.
Except maybe
guys that do a show every day.
That's all right.
Oh, yeah, hockey.
And they do a show for more than a half hour.
Jeter and Snoop and hockey.
Right.
Hey, did you hit a homer last night?
No.
Exactly.
No? No. I couldn't even get jerked off for money.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, we have to say hi to Alan Light.
Hi, Alan.
Hello, you guys.
Sorry to make you wait.
Hey, man, last time I was in here, it was a guy tweezing his pubic hairs.
Oh, that's
this
right.
Time I'm in here, and I don't know what it, you know.
Dude, I got to say, it's not usually pubes.
My number's coming up wrong here. I don't
not
know
just pubic
we usually stay
hair.
Away from the pubic hair.
It's usually the whole package, dick, balls, and pubes. We like it. Men.
Yeah, a bunch of men with a mouthful. Draining each other out.
And I was asking Patrice O'Neill, because he has all his brand new A's. stuff, even though he doesn't like the A's. It just looks good on him.
It looks good.
I don't. I really want to understand.
I watch WebJunk 20, and
every once
he
in a while
comes on looking like a Pokemon. It's just so many colors and things, and it's like a uniform.
You could name one A.
Not even. It could be the Oakland Z's, motherfucker. Green and yellow.
Doesn't matter, right?
Every once in a while, I'll buy a Mets cap or an Islanders cap. I hate wearing the Mets cap because they just haven't figured that out yet. They look ridiculous still.
Well, Mets caps, I got to say, I know a lot of Mets fans here in New York, but Mets caps are great for girls and old men.
Awful NW, that curly. It's terrible, terrible merchandising.
They're just cornballs.
I know it's terrible because you don't see the brothers wearing the Mets gear at all.
Never.
It's good colors. What is it? Blue or red?
Yeah, there's some orange in there.
It's good colors.
Blue, orange.
Blue is usually a very safe color. They pick the only type of blue that's not safe.
I've never noticed. Blush you blue. Never see a brother wearing Mets stuff.
Because it doesn't look good.
No.
Not even in the field.
The brothers are like, ah, oh, man, trade the Mets.
Gotta wear this shit.
Yeah.
It's color fucking stinks. Up my game, man.
Yeah. Yankees gotta be number one, man.
Oh, that's it's consistent.
Everywhere
the
you
Mets
go.
Change.
It's ridiculous, man. They got the greatest hats.
And the Mets are like, we have an NY here, too. Yeah, look, why isn't ours as popular?
It's like a curly.
It's like some written in a calligraphy pen or something.
Here you. You are a New York Mets fan.
So why the A's gear?
I just bought a whole bunch at once. I have bought a Cincinnati Reds.
You buy a bunch of different teams and just hang it up.
I'll go to a Red Sox game in a Cincinnati Reds.
What is red?
The fuck's wrong with you not
got red in the name?
I got representing them, but I'm just saying, it just doesn't look good.
Dude, could you save money for more than a month? He gets fucking money, and you always know Patrice has a gig because he's got a new ring or a new outfit.
I have learned from my friend Anthony Cumia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm contemplating taking off my top eight because it's really not doing me any good because you're so fucking selfish.
I'll put you on my top eight.
I'm putting a couple of people. This asshole, nothing.
Here's
took little Kev off.
I'll tell you the truth of the matter with my top eight. I haven't changed it in so long on MySpace because you can't search through 20,000 friends to find anybody. And I'm not going to sit there and go, here's one page. That takes care of 10 people. All right. Only 19,900 more to go.
I'm not nigga rich no more.
No.
I needed these clothes. You need clothes in show business.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, if you're black.
I look good.
I'm not sure white people need clothes. No. You know.
But just because there's a tiny spot of pudding on the hat.
Now that's gotta go. That's garbage.
It's destroyed, right? No way of saving that.
You know what? That should be on a homeless guy's head by noon today.
It's gone.
Actually, sign it. We'll throw it on eBay.
And putting on his top of on the top of his
jacket. The Tourette's
pudding hat, ambush hat.
And what else do you have to destroy? Pretty much the whole outfit?
No, because you can wash this.
You're going to be all right with the A's top?
Yeah, you can't wash the hat, though.
Nah.
So I'll sign it. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, but I want to say your house made me try to save.
Yeah, try to save a little.
I'm jealous of your fucking crib. I got to get me I got to get out of this situation.
Got to get something nice.
I really am awful.
Nice.
People saw how I live. They'll be like, is this how the web junk nigga lives?
You got to grow up.
The O&A web junk Letterman nigga.
Look at where he's doing. Look at
how he sticks the Letterman in there. Me and DL, man, we got along. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, you had a great spot. You had a great spot with Letterman.
They sat
talking
me
about
down.
The web junk.
Yeah.
Got to just sit and talk. That's pretty damn cool, man.
I was going to try to sneak the radio in, but he was kind of driving.
Yeah.
I was going to try to
he
sneak
it. He steers it pretty good.
He just steers it pretty good. I enjoy that.
That's good. Know. Keeps you on track.
I'm going to go see D-Bone again in July.
Oh, D-Bone. That is a pal.
And I didn't have to do stand-up to sit down either, you know. A lot of shows, you got to do stand-up first.
Yeah.
Then they call you over and stuff.
Right.
But they just, hey, come on, sit down, Patrice.
Are you trying to make fun of our little pal?
He does.
No. What happened?
Well, Lord Leno, he performs.
He does a little stand up.
I can't let that go.
I can't say that name. What's that name you said?
Jay Leno.
I can't say that name because they said I'm to exclusively just do Letterman when
you
I go on late night. I can't. I can't say the L word.
Here's the funny part. I do the L word. But then fucking DL's people called and said, we'd like to have you here too.
You're kidding me.
We said thanks. But no thanks.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Look at that.
Are you serious? Why?
Should they tell you? Loyalty, my friend.
I prefer the L. I like Fish and Ozawa.
Do you understand they're both L? Letterman and
they're both
Leno.
L.E.
Oh, L.E. Yeah.
Jesus.
Sure.
Look at all these.
Good point.
East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Fool ass nigga. What you doing doing Leno, nigga? Brushing your face, fool. Fuck
West
wrong
Coast.
With you?
Well, there is an East Coast, West Coast comedy thing that happens, too, but it's not like the rap thing.
No, it ain't. It's
but
vicious.
But you guys do hate each other.
It, for some reason, man, it's weird. Yeah. It's hilarious, man.
But it's pussy compared to the rappers, you know.
Can I ask you a question off the subject? I'm sorry.
Alan Light. Big time writer.
One question before you get into Alan Light. Yeah. Just one.
Well, hold on a minute. We're not going to get into Alan Light. We're just going to hang. You think we have an actual interview planned?
Oh, no?
I know.
Yeah, I know better than that.
your influences now, growing up.
Get it going.
I missed this. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have one of those things to walk around with, to listen to XM all the
Why
time.
Why doesn't he have one?
I Why would he? That would be good.
Oh.
Why would they give
What is going on with you guys and Dice? What is going on?
Dice.
Honest to God,
what
I have
happened?
No idea.
Dice is just a disloyal, self-centered
was
asshole.
Was this before the radio? Before he did the radio show on Sirius, or...
Well, he was friends with the show. We helped him out a lot, got him back into Madison Square Garden after he was, like, you know, nothing. And, you know, when we were off the air, I guess we didn't really serve a purpose for him, plugging any gigs and stuff. So, but Ope went out there, hung out with him. They were friends. And then we get back on the air here, try to get him back on the show, one of those people we would have loved to have back on and rekindle the friendship on the air. For some reason, and there have been varying reasons, he didn't come on the show. And then, lo and behold, he shows up on Stern, and his top priority on that show is just sitting there and bad-mouthing us, who did nothing to him, but, you know, treat him with the respect that he was
for the
not
course.
Due.
If you know anything about Dice and the people that work for him, he does this to everybody.
He's a bridge burner like a madman. The guy has no friends in show business because he treats everyone like shit.
He'd rather blow off the relationship we made with him that goes back a few years now to sell a few extra tickets for governors on Long Island. That's the reality of it.
Right. Yeah.
When he was doing our show, we were getting him into the Beacon Theater and Madison Square Garden. And next thing you know, like, we did him wrong for some reason.
Yeah.
So, he's pathetic.
Did Pat Coop ever come on?
He was supposed to come on, out. And I don't know what the hell's going on
I think
with
he
that.
Made up with Howard, didn't he?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
He was on one of Howard's channels, I think.
All right. Curiosity. Been gone. I haven't seen
it's honestly,
haven't seen you in a while.
It's sad, but there's no real surprise there. I knew when Dice started doing our show that it would probably end, like, weird.
Yeah.
Because he's just that type of guy.
Well, I can tell you. With another season of Web Junk and me and DL hanging out, you guys still.
Yeah.
In the mornings, I'll still stop through.
Thanks, man.
You ass.
Stop through. I was watching Web Junk, and I see...
It's hard to forget where you came from when you're still right there.
You're still right across the street. I couldn't... I've been trying to be up an echelon, and it just don't work.
Yeah. Who are you kidding? We set a show up at 9, you were here at 8:30. You couldn't wait. You couldn't wait to get in here.
Fucking pudding hat.
Coming in with my brand new, hello everybody, pudding in the face. There you go. All right,
I was watching Web Junk, and I saw, like, your second, like, clip show thing that they did, like, the best of.
The best of.
How long has the show been on? You've done three best ofs.
It's a documentary. We've done three best of shows.
I see Patrice going, welcome to volume 3, the best of Web Junk. I'm like, the show just got on.
The reason I exist on that show is because they have to have a reason to show the clips.
Right.
That's the only reason I'm there. I have to go, hey, folks, this is why.
Yeah.
And the ones they show again are ones that they can show again.
Yeah.
They can't just fucking frivolously show shit. I'm hanging by a thread by that. They had to go to, like, fucking, you know, they had to go to a top secret place in, like, Alaska to go fish for, like, a season's worth of new shit.
Yeah, new videos.
I love doing it, but I don't think
that the well is going to run dry?
It's a shelf life. Because they did a contest. Come on, everybody. Give us a video.
Send it, please.
Bunch of idiots, motherfuckers are just uncreative. This country sucks. Come on, give us a video. Everybody's pretending shooting this over the head and flying around. And yeah, it's like, oh, it fucking stinks.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, what's up?
Hey, I heard Dice's side. He said that he's pissed that Opie flipped out about the night at the Garden about Mancow coming out to announce him, and he said that you cursed out, you know, you were cursing and screaming in front of his little kids, and you disrespected his kids, and he doesn't.
Oh, what a lie!
He doesn't stand for that, and
Mike,
that was
Mike.
You know, the, one of the big problems that he had with you,
Mike. There was a problem with Mancow because you know, Mancow was invited to New York City, Madison Square Garden for the Dice Show, okay? Which, that right there is a huge problem. We're arch enemies. The guy's a fucking asshole. And,
yeah,
and I don't even want to get into that part of it, okay? And then Mancow is on Fox and Friends announcing, because he knows it would get to us, and busting our balls saying that he's sponsoring Dice in New York City.
I'm presenting Dice over here at Madison Square Garden.
Shut up.
So, you know, obviously he could not be at the Garden. And we explained that to Dice. And we explained to it on air. It got heated a little bit. Here's what I would have to say. If he had a problem that day, why didn't he bring it up with us? We ended up having a relationship that lasted another 2 or 3 years after that thing. After that Garden show. Why didn't he bring it up when it was hot? What, you know, but he could have brought it up when I was in L.A. hanging out in his apartment after he got kicked out of his house. When we were hanging out at Gold's Gym lifting. When we went and climbed the mountain, the stupid little molehill that he calls the mountain.
Yeah, want to climb the mountain?
He's full of shit because he says that he confronted you about it. He called you out. He said you want to go at it or whatever.
That's such
Then he said, you know, you pussy didn't pound, didn't do nothing. And Anthony tried to intervene, and he said he put your ass down, you know. Right,
see, that's
right
that.
There.
That tells how much bullshit it is right there because I don't get involved with anybody. Yeah, I was fucking drinking.
Mike. You know, he's bullshitting about that part.
Mike.
But did you see what he looks like? He looks like a mess. Well, his fucking head is receding back. He's got an 8 head.
I kind of feel sorry for him that he had to go down that road, but, you know, I...
He is starting to look like Don Rickles.
Hey, you hockey puck. But it's all about the love, people.
He's wearing those fucking weightlifting gloves. Like, what the fuck is...
Well, weightlifting gloves on stage. That's great.
I might do comedy. I might just work out. You can watch me.
You know,
Jakoff.
You know what he says is really ridiculous, that he made you guys popular in New York. You were nothing until he started doing your show. Like,
did great radio with the guy, but we were very successful before Dice came aboard. We don't have to defend that. And as far as this confrontation that I swear to you never happened, after the Garden show, he grabbed me. He's like, come on. And we walked in the middle of Madison Square Garden. It was completely empty after the concert let out. And we're taking pictures
together. Can I kiss you on the mouth?
And he had tears in his eyes. He goes, you don't understand how important this was to me that my kids were able to see me at Madison Square Garden, because the first time I did it, they were either too young or not even born. I don't know exactly what he said about that, but they obviously weren't, you know, around or big enough to appreciate it. And then we had a relationship that lasted easily 2 or 3 more years after that. Every time I went to L.A., I hung out with him in the Comedy Store and all that
shit. Remember, he wanted to help you decorate.
Yeah, you know what? He's full of shit because he says from day one he thought you were an asshole when he met you guys when you came in the studio.
You know, it's easy.
Obviously, he's bullying, you know, he's...
Dude, Mike, it's so easy to say Opie's an asshole, but you know what? He knows that's not true. He sent flowers to my dad's wake. You know, I mean, the guy's ridiculous. I don't know why he decided to turn. I guess he's desperate to get his name back up there and attempt to go, you know, get back on top.
Well,
because all he was doing on Howard was trashing us to sell a few extra tickets at Governor's. That's pathetic to me.
Well, I think he's trashing you guys because he knows Howard hates you. And I think he's just trying to piss Howard's ass now to be back on his show, you know, and...
Dude,
get on his good side.
We were in his apartment in L.A. We went to the grocery store, and everyone was recognizing him after we went to, you know, Gold's Gym. I was out there for a while, so I hung out with him all day. And then we're at his apartment. He's making, like... It's pretty funny, actually. He's making, like, chicken stir-fry for me and stuff. And then we're sitting around talking about his family, his kids. And he's showing me, like, videotape of this reality project that he was doing at the time, which honestly was really good, but no one picked it up. But it was really, really entertaining and fun.
Because he's burnt every bridge.
And he was asking me, you know, what I thought of it and all that stuff. All that stuff.
What do you think?
So,
you're here.
So
all right, guys, punch it out.
I honestly don't know why he turned, but he did, and, you know, good luck to you. Good luck to you.
It's like a mad dog. He just turned, and we shot him in the head. He's done. dead anyway, to us.
Alan Light, what are we plugging today?
I guess I'm still plugging the book. I don't know, you know.
Story of the Beastie Boys. The skills to pay the bills.
Story of the Beastie Boys.
And we got into this last time. You don't watch American Idol?
I don't watch American Idol. I got too much going on.
They were doing this whole Queen.
Too much going on. Thanks. Make us sound like we got nothing going on.
Well, you're a music guy.
You got no DVR?
I'm a music guy.
You might be able to write something about it.
Hard to look at American Idol as a music story.
One... a freak on the fluke chance that one person might actually be talented on that show.
If one person's good, we'll find out about them, you know, one way or another. They're going to, they're all getting
not a
shot.
Not a big Clay Aiken fan, are you?
Look, I can't, it is what it is. It's it's a contest.
Clay Aiken's going to be a footnote in music, and Ruben's going to be a footnote.
Ruben is, and the black ones are.
What is that?
Because it's a black-white thing. It's always a black-white thing.
Well, hey, we won't make it one. Hey, you know what? Everybody gonna do good, you motherfuckers. It don't exist. Try to make me Mr. Black and White, but I'm just telling you, Ruben's in deep shit. Clay Aiken was out to... he was doing what he was... Listen, motherfuckers. The show is fucking rigged so that you can't... black people can't really succeed on the fucking show.
Really?
It's despicable.
Come on.
But how do they win then not...
how the fuck do you have... what's her name? Priceless?
Mandisa?
No, that bitch, come on, you know that. As a white man, you gotta watch that shit and go, that was fucked up.
That was fucked up, but I think that's because you split the black vote. I think you had to,
there is no black vote.
You got the little kid, Paris.
That's why they
looked like a whore last night.
Yeah, it's just like a little
hooah. She looked like a fucking a white groupie
she looked like...
from Twisted Sister video.
She looked like she was 37 years old last night.
They got confused. But why would you have people sing shit that they wouldn't want to ever fucking sing?
Right.
And why wouldn't you have people vote for the worst performer?
Yeah.
Not the best, because if the best, you're always going to have more white people fucking voting. There's more white people. So they're going to vote for the best. They're going to vote for who they want.
Would you like us to move somewhere?
No, I'm just
maybe
saying,
leave the
vote
country
for the worst, so that Mandisa would never be in the fucking bottom three, right?
I got no fight with the show. But
I agree with you.
Hey, Ruben won. I mean, look, in this country,
he was
just
a judge.
No one notices skin color in this country.
Because Clay Aiken's a sissy.
Yeah.
That's why this country's more comfortable with blacks than they are with sissies.
It's not hard to believe.
Now. Yeah. You know, I just think that they are.
Sissies would you ever rather take your car and drive away with it?
Bring it back all clean.
I never had a fucking gang of sissies chase me into traffic and fucking...
Oh, yes, you have. No. They just were dressed like women.
One took my glasses.
Snatched the glasses off your head, yo.
For wasting my time. I'm just saying, I watch the fucking show, man.
Is that all pudding on the ceiling?
But we got
that they're pudding at? What is that?
It's a big smear of pudding on the ceiling tile.
E-Rock, that's pudding?
Yeah.
That's
holy
good.
Holy mackerel.
Remember that old joke? I'm just wondering how he got his asshole up that high. I guess you don't.
But the Queen stuff last night was just a complete waste of time.
It was
no one's
going
to be able to sing like Freddie Mercury ever. No. Unless you kick yourself in the balls before you hit the stage.
Can you tell me why they have you sing in fucking genres? No one has to sing in a genre when you're trying to make it.
I know.
If they do a comedy competition, you don't go, all right, we're gonna do George Carlin stuff today.
And they're going to bring out props. Now, you got to do some prop comedy, Patrice. We're going to give you a trunk with some stuff. This is exactly what it would be. We're going to give you a trunk. And Gallagher's going to come out, and he's going to help you and coach you on how to do prop comedy. Get the fuck out of here.
That'll be fun, actually.
No, stupid. Take the hammer and put it over your head. You don't do the over the shoulder. Do you ever see me do over the shoulder?
I'd hit him in the head so hard.
Did you see what Kenny Rogers, and I know you must have talked about it, but Kenny Rogers with his makeover saying, you know, Mandisa's like, you know, singing Fat Bitch songs, you know what I mean? What you want? And she's like, he's like, pronounce the L's. On the country, the story. What? I'm like, you fucking up these people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking up their minds. Look at, and your boy got to go. I was in Alabama last week.
Bucky.
No,
Ace. Chris Daughtry?
Retard.
Kevin?
Thank you very much.
Kevin?
Take me home. I don't know the name.
Oh, Taylor Hicks?
He got to go.
Taylor ain't going nowhere.
He sucks. He's going to be in the bottom. If he's not in the bottom three, I'm a boycott.
I don't agree with you. I do agree with you, but I don't think he's going anywhere. The American people love shit like that. He's funny.
They're going to get rid of Ace.
He's goddamn funny.
They're going to get rid of Ace and Elliot before Taylor Hicks goes.
Ace has to go.
Even though Elliot's probably a much better singer.
I feel bad for Ace because you know he's out of here because he's been in the bottom three for a little while. But who?
It's about time.
Who
though.
Makes We Will Rock You their own?
Yeah, I know.
How the fuck do you un-karaoke? It's a karaoke song to begin with.
Right.
He had balls, too, because he goes to Brian May, I want to change the arrangement of the song. And Brian May's like, what?
No.
I ain't changing myself.
I'm not changing anything.
It's like, first of all, Mr. May, you ain't shit without that sissy Freddie Mercury. Let's be honest.
He had a very distinctive guitar sound, Patrice. And when George Michael stepped in, it was fine.
And then Paris looking like she's 37 now with those hair extensions.
How did she go about? From oh my God, she can't lose to poor baby.
Thank you, Sammy.
And Kelly Pickler is completely faking this.
She's playing this stupid angle.
She's
on paper it looks good.
Paper?
And then she goes, what is on paper? Look, you're not that stupid. You can't possibly
be. She's got
a
little stupid in her, and someone said the stupid thing is working. I would continue with that. That's all that's about.
Yeah.
You don't know what on paper means?
Work the stupid angle.
See,
it's working
for you.
This
is why this is not a music. I mean, that's the thing. Like, no, everything they've achieved is amazing, but it's all, you know.
But now you get somebody like.
Who looks like what? Who's the, how do you play the voters? How are you doing? That's cool. That's TV, and they're killing everybody.
But isn't that what music is about? The image that the person has? There could be some of the best singers in the world. You know, farming somewhere in Nebraska, and they'll never get the chance to show themselves. Yeah. And it is about personality, how you present yourself, how you look, how you act on stage, if you can relate with a crowd. Like that guy, Chris, is really a great singer. This guy's voice is amazing.
One's that, the rocker?
Yeah.
And he has a thing where, like, a guy like that, you would hope he quits.
Just leave the show and sign with somebody.
He has a thing where he just seems professional. He has a movement that, like, he's a pro, you know?
American Idol's protected against that these days. I bet you can't quit the show at all.
They've already signed. I think once you get to the top 20,
they
all have to sign exclusive
deals. One of the seasons, someone did quit because they knew they were better off if they quit.
Yeah,
who was that? Exactly. No, you're right.
Is that the guy that was banging Paula Abdul?
No. There was another Puerto Rican kid with a cat and then a different kid from New York.
Yep. Hey, hold on a minute. We got to say hi. We can't let a big star wait. Dennis Leary.
Hey, guys.
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. How you doing?
It's Opie talking. I was just on vacation, and I got to admit, I'm the last person to see Ice Age. I finally saw it. The original.
Get out of here.
You're not the last person. There's plenty of people out there that need to go to see this movie.
No, he's talking about the first one.
Dennis. I know there's more money.
Dennis, you're not listening. I'm talking about the first one.
The first one
One. Jesus Christ.
I know. And you know how many times you've come in and I make believe I saw it?
You liar. You low down dirty liar.
I gotta tell you though, man, that movie was great.
Well, let me tell you something. The second one's even funnier.
Yeah?
Let me tell you something else.
The third one?
Jesus is dead.
It's gonna be great.
You don't need to celebrate Easter, okay? Ice Age is alive, all right?
Go there. Go see Ice Age.
Actually, Jesus is in Ice Age. If you go to Ice Age 2, it counts as going to Mass if you're a Catholic.
How easy a gig is that?
Yeah, you go to see the movie and you celebrate Easter at the same time.
I'll tell you how popular the new Ice Age movie is. It's making Dennis so big that he doesn't need to come in here anymore. Now he just gives us a call.
A little phoner.
You know what, guys, I apologize for that. I'm just in the middle of this, you know, goddamn giant, you know, press tour, and I obviously would love to be in the studio with you guys because I always have a good time there.
Yeah.
And I'm good at predicting the future. Ice Age 3 comes out. You forgot who we were.
Ice Age 3 comes out. I basically retire.
Yeah.
If it makes as much money as this one, I'm done.
I saw you in the paper the other day in your little fireman's suit.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
When does Rescue Me start back up?
May 30th. Season 3 starts. We're shooting it right now. The second week in May, the second season DVD comes out. The third week in May, the Rescue Me soundtrack comes out.
Any black characters, Dennis?
Oh, yeah.
Any black characters?
Yes, people after the fire.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Is that Jim Norton?
Of course it is.
Well,
and Patrice O'Neill.
I was just wondering, Dennis.
Hey, know. Man.
How you doing, man?
Two funny sons of bitches.
I mean, you throw me in a lot of stuff, but, you know, that rescue me, boy. That's yeah. Boy, hey, that would know, be a Patrice, feather in my cap.
That's a nice one, right?
Man, oh
you can
man.
Tell VH1 to go screw themselves with their dumb web junk.
Web junk my dick with a
you
little
know,
rescue
Patrice,
me.
I got to tell you, man, I watch that show with my kids all the time, and we laugh our asses off.
What's your favorite clip?
My favorite clip, so, oh, man, that would be a hard thing to pick, but, oh, man, I would have to say...
why you put that?
Really hard.
He's on the way. He's on the website right now. Typing like a motherfucker. He just smacked his son in the head. Don't get the fucking.
There's so many funny fucking clips.
In his head is humming a humming a humming. Yeah.
You can see them at ogress.com.
That's with the Chinese kid.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that,
that's,
I mean,
that's all right.
That's now, how do you do that? They find the clips and then you just go in and you kind of talk off the top of your head?
No, I don't. I talk a little bit off the top of my head. A lot off the top of my head. But eventually that shit will, you'll die.
What, you run out?
Yeah. So they'll go, hey, man, how about this angle? You know, it's a, you know.
The little Chinese kid or whatever he was. Talking with the little actress girl was really funny.
Like once a week to do it?
Twice. It takes 16 hours.
Dakota Fanning.
16 hours a week?
Yeah. Just you know.
Really?
Working harder than us a week.
Jesus, what are you doing?
Well, I have to fucking... 16 hours? Because you say so much stuff.
You go, here's this thing. Look at this funny guy.
I say something that I think is a gem. I'm like, oh, look at that little gook just falling out. And I say, beat gook, you know? And they go, well, you can't beat. You can't say gook.
You can say that.
Ah, no, you can't.
They won't allow it.
You know, look at these chinks abusing women. Because that's all they do to fucking chicks. That's what they put like a piece of meat
how
on 16
the,
bitches' heads.
The lady with the ass? The Chinese lady with the ass thing?
Oh, breaking the nuts or something?
Oh, my
right?
God.
Cracking the nuts open?
What the hell is that about?
No.
She was European or German.
How do you discover that talent? You know what I mean?
You know, I think Dennis is telling me that my future lies in Web Junk 20. Fuck.
I don't think he's letting you on.
Man, is in my future, Dennis.
Rescue me.
When's the last time you saw a black New York fireman?
It's a stepping stone to the Patrice O'Neill empire that will occur at some point in the future, ladies and gentlemen.
A little fraternity. They might be a little racist there.
Yeah, I think the Patrice O'Neill channel is in the future where you just wake up and we have Patrice O'Neill 24 hours a day.
If I had to lifespan of a white guy, I would agree with you, but it's got to happen soon.
Yes.
I am
Mabel O'Neill.
I'm fucking Ronnie Dangerfield's age.
In white years,
nigga.
Jesus Christ.
Shit, man. I can't.
You know how many people asked Dennis to be on that show, though?
It doesn't matter.
You can't imagine.
Doesn't give a shit about the other people asking.
I have a history with I forgot the company. Fucking Serpico and him.
Yes.
Dennis, Apostle.
Apostle.
Got a history with Apostle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fucking around really because they hook me up. They're the first people that ever just put me on shit. You know what I mean? Just people put you in stuff.
We have a history with Apostle, too. You don't see us being suicide guy from the roof saying, don't jump on the show. Or...
yeah. Did you have a history with Apostle?
We've done a few meetings with Apostle.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again.
Yes,
Priest is one of the funniest motherfuckers that has ever walked this planet.
I ever get that letter I wrote?
Man, that was a nice letter.
It was in Ireland. He took me to Ireland, 10,000. I played the most people I've ever been in front of. And then the last Boston, the Comics Come Home was
Avery,
the second
Avery
highest.
Fisher Hall.
Which was that? No.
That was in New York.
Oh, shit.
That was
Lincoln
huge.
Lincoln Center? Fucking,
isn't that ironic? It's the Lincoln Center.
I'm thinking of Boston, Massachusetts. I forgot Lincoln Center. Carnegie Hall. A lot of big shit, man. They hooked me up with a lot. Like, you don't even think about it because Dennis never talks to me. It's always, it's just Apostle.
But
it's coming from Dennis. He's
the Don.
Dennis is one of those guys.
He gets his capos to talk to you.
He don't want
to
talk to too much. He just goes, hey, man, you're a funny guy. Thanks, Dennis. And he just goes, get out of my fucking face. You can feel it.
Yeah, but you know what?
Feel Patrice, his energy.
I took Patrice to Ireland. We did the biggest gig in a comedy gig in European history. It was 10,000 people,
amazing,
right?
Amazing, dude.
This
Jesus
motherfucker
Christ.
Goes on stage and he opens up with a bit, which was true, because he'd been there many times before. He opens up with 10 minutes about how Ireland, because they're becoming an economic booming country, has discovered its own form of racism. And he fucking slays the room with it. That's what I love about him. He comes on stage in Boston in front of 8,000 people wearing a fucking Yankees hat.
Oh, yeah. What a set of fucking balls.
He does 5 minutes about how black people wear a Yankees hat because it matches their socks. Well, and he kills.
He's wearing his A's gear today because that's the latest thing.
Can't name one player on the team, but he likes the green.
Dennis, head to toe with Oakland A's stuff on.
Green stripe.
You know what? Hey, man, it's a fashion. Like he said, black people wear it because it's a fashion statement. Yep. White people wear it because it's my team, man.
Well, yeah.
The fucking white idiots are out there with the Yankees hats on, even though they got a shirt that doesn't match the hat.
Yeah, not many people with the B hats on, though.
Oh, man.
That's good that you take care of comedians, though, certain ones, you know?
No, but he's more East Coast. Doesn't Carrie do live? Tours, you know?
He's talking about himself there, Patrice. Jim and Jim Norton wants some love from
him. Jim's a West Coast guy now.
Now he is.
He's sneaky West Coast. Yeah. He's packing his shit.
Oh, yeah.
Jim's packing his
Once that series comes out.
I actually got to leave him at the Catch a Plane to the Coast. It's funny.
Bastard. See?
No, hey, guys, I got to roll because I got a bunch of press to do. But
I thought we were having fun.
They're telling us you got
to
go.
When I do, when Rescue Me comes out, I'll come over. I'll bring some of the guys. We'll come over to the studio. I'll bring Lenny.
You do that. We love Lenny.
All right. Cool.
All right,
Dennis. Bye. Thanks, man.
Thanks for the quick call, Dennis.
Bye.
Dennis Leary,
everyone. Go see Ice Age.
See? I want a graph. I want a graph of Dennis's appearances on this program based on time and in-studio and phoner.
Who's the biggest star?
And we'll watch
it. Joe fucks with you guys.
We'll watch it go down.
That could
like
be
Citadel
the last
stock.
Time. I think
you.
Who's the biggest star? Seriously, who's the biggest star that still like just fucking calls in or comes in or
it's
whatever?
It's gotta be Dennis Leary. Think about it.
I would think Dennis.
As a regular guy,
ranks,
Dennis
ranks
Leary.
Right
but
up there.
I bet you that's the last time he...
yeah, you just heard the last time Dennis has been on the Opie and Anthony show.
Second Ice Age movie's blowing up, Rescue Me. Yeah.
Is he
coming
the producer
out?
Or something?
What?
Is he the producer of Ice Age?
I'm sure he got a great...
Those cartoons
nice deal to come back to
are
do the second
a
one.
Fortune for the voice people, and it's no work.
The cartoons?
I would love to just stay and... I'd quit comedy if I could just do voiceovers.
Would that be great?
It's the greatest.
Hey, what do you say we go down the valley and try to go this way?
Hire me, please.
And
what's wrong with that? Why is that any different from anything else?
And reading it.
Yeah.
Reading.
It's reading.
Do you know how fucking lazy I was? Movies on the big screen. Just reading is fucking voiceover. If somebody tells you voiceover work is... I used to do voiceover. Something used to come on Noggin. I forgot.
Noggin.
Noggin.
That's that little kitty channel.
Yes! If they knew who I was,
I know.
O'Grady High. I used to lay on the floor in the fucking booth. I used to lay on the floor and set up my paperwork and lay like with my hand on my stick and read the fucking. Because it was that easy.
Someone tells me there wasn't a lot of noggin money, though, going around. If you were being paid a lot, you come in a suit, yes, I'm here to do my voiceover work.
Once you get the hang, really, what amount of money would make you change who you were? Like, if somebody said, here's $1 billion.
Throw me out a number.
You would $1 billion. You'd still be Anthony.
Hey, this is why.
You'd never notice it, though.
Who came up with this?
Change in a second. I'm a sellout motherfucker.
E-Rock. Change it back to Dennis for a second. E-Rock did a little research, okay? Dennis Leary has done our show 3 times, probably 3 times since we've been on XM. And he did it a few times at the old joint.
Okay.
First time he was on was June 28th, 05.
Okay.
He was on for 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Second time.
Live in studio?
Live in studio.
All right.
Second time, 11:30:05. He was on for... a little over an hour. So
we got to bump up.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, since that last appearance, let's remember, Ice Age blew up, obviously.
Yep.
The second movie's now out, and Rescue Me. Today, he was on for 8 minutes.
8 minutes by phone.
That's a mistake, though. That's extenuating circumstances. You got to give him one more chance.
One more chance?
For a half hour.
Okay. One more.
I want to see the letter you wrote to Dennis.
Oh, it was heartwarming.
And where's our letter?
Yeah. We've done well, some things
not,
for
I'm
you.
I'm not done yet with you guys. Where you fucking... motherfucker. That was a fucking... I want a letter. See you again letter.
That was a pretty much thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, that but she's like, going to feel real good and finally write that letter thinking that we're going to take it seriously and it'll be right up on openanthony.com. Look what Patrice wrote us.
Whackbag. Patrice is a faggot.
But I've left faggy messages for Opie.
Yeah, for Opie.
I don't have your number. I wouldn't.
Yeah, how do you not have my number?
I just think it's just useless to call you. It's useless to call Opie, but it's probably more double useless to call you.
I gotta tell you, Patrice O'Neill is very appreciative.
Let me tell you, I'm a fun call, by the way. I'm also helpful.
I can imagine call. Hey, Anthony, what's up, man?
Yeah,
who's this? It's Patrice. What's going on?
I would know just because I'd hear it was a black guy. I'd know it's you. Because I don't know any other black people.
I have a feeling Anthony would go, "What? It'll be uncomfortable silence," and then like a, "What's up, dude?
What's going on?
What's
Oh, hey, Patrice, what's up?" Oh, and then you'd hear in the background, like I'm just going about my business, playing video game. You'd hear pew pew pew.
I was on day on Power Talk. He was giving a fucking a tour of your home.
That was my new thing. I was showing all the boxes.
I was like, this motherfucker. If I called him, but I've called Opie. I left him a lot of messages. Like after the Black Phillip show, I was like,
that
man.
Tells you something right there. You said I've left him a lot of messages.
No, no, we've talked a lot.
He'll get back.
Wait a minute, Patrice, help me out here. I call you back a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because Ope never really, 90% of the time, the phone won't pick up.
But see, I'm very like, I don't want to be the motherfucker bothering people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll only call once. So I can't really say you're going to get back. And I have a message
guy.
That says, listen, I'll try to get back to you.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to happen. But see, you know, so I don't take it personal. You know what I mean? When people call you back.
We do have to take a break because we got Alan Light here. And also, remember we started the show with that intern Tommy?
Who?
Stephen Wright guy.
Oh, right.
So, Than got some Stephen Wright jokes together for him.
And we'll see. I hope he didn't wake up.
I'll see you guys in Boston, because I have to leave.
You mother.
Host. You know how it is. Jimmy. We're shooting. Gotta go.
But Jimmy.
Jimmy.
But no, I miss my friends.
Where are you going? L.A.?
L.A.
And when is your flight?
1:15.
1:15? It's only 10.
I have an 11:15 pickup, so I'll go home.
11:15?
Yeah.
You're all packed?
95%, yeah. I gotta put like my nose stuff and a couple of things.
So you're gonna fly to Boston to do our show?
No, I'm gonna fly back to New York and go up with you.
I'm driving you up.
I may, but I think they're actually may give me the room the day early because I may have to fly in.
I might leave
first class.
I might leave Friday though.
First class.
For my first class,
of course.
I would laugh at NBC if they fly the.
Oh.
If they try to fly the coach.
Do you do the? Do you have your gold status or platinum?
Gold.
Platinum. Oh,
platinum.
Yeah, platinum status. All right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, maybe I will fly in Friday. Though. I'll see if I can switch the flight to go through Houston.
I'm just warning you. I might go up Friday.
Well,
I'm not even kidding.
Then maybe I'll have Donnie get me the room, and I'll tell Donnie
right,
to sweet, and I'll just switch the flight and I'll fly right in from the coast.
Get the hell out of here!
Oh, you'll fly right into Boston.
You're
I'll
disgusting.
Fly in from the coast. I'll take a quick connection. Just make sure the suite's set up in the car. That's all.
Ugh.
I'm ready to go.
Ugh.
Oh, I know. I won't have enough clothes. Fuck.
Speaking of people leaving
go,
the show,
just buy some.
Just go buy some at the mall. Have them close the store down.
Yeah.
I'll have Kenny tell him I'm coming. Close the store down and get me a few items.
Could you close the store?
Mr. Norton would like to... Who?
Who?
Opie and Anthony. Two guys from...
I'm the cop that got in trouble.
Oh, you. Okay.
It was funny watching Kenny explain that, and the more details you have to give, the less you know somebody recognizes you.
Yeah.
You know, from New Jersey... You know, I told dirty jokes. You know, no one knows you.
No one knows.
You're not Lenny Bruce.
Dude, I've done that exact thing with our St. Pat's.
Yeah.
You know. They either know right away or they have no clue.
Or they
and,
don't.
And you're like, why am I explaining this? They don't know.
Kenny's the only cop who had a mullet.
Oh, I know you. Yeah, that is the, you know, the guy with the mullet.
I have a mullet and a tapering head.
Yes.
I'm going to leave
myself. Stupid cop mustache.
Jim Norton, have fun in L.A. We'll see you in Boston when we broadcast live Monday, I think. We're broadcasting live from Boston.
Yeah.
Bill's Bar,
Marathon
is it?
Marathon Monday.
I don't even know. Lansdowne Street?
Sounds good.
Are you really going up Friday?
Maybe.
I didn't know that.
All right, I'll try to wait for you.
Wow, you're going to my hometown. Holy shit.
Why don't you come with us?
Tell everybody to say hi.
You should. You should come up to Boston, man.
I miss my mom.
Come up with all of us.
Nice to visit my mommy.
Mm.
Can someone point at Derek?
Point.
my plane doesn't crash.
Now, we all know that Opie and Anthony Wow stickers are your ticket to seeing some beautiful bosoms.
Well, yeah.
Did you know that Wow stickers have many other uses?
I sliced out both my kidneys, and I patched up the wounds with Wow stickers.
But, dude, how do you pee?
Oh, boy. Can't pee. This was incredibly nearsighted.
Get your official Opie and Anthony Wow stickers at opieandanthony.com.
Gotta go pee, can't go pee, gotta go pee, can't go pee, pee dance, pee dance, gotta go pee, can't go pee.
I banned you before, motherfucker.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony program.
You are so banned, you stupid cocksucker. You are so banned.
Anthony's in a mood today. Patrice O'Neill in studio. He's going to do the rest of the week with us, and we couldn't be happier. Alan Light in studio. Stones playing behind us. They censored the Stones in China.
They finally got there and finally got the show. I think they knew there were going to be some limitations going in.
Yeah, because they're making a big deal because it's censorship, obviously. But you got to think if you're going to play China that you're not going to...
Yeah, that was not a surprise.
You're not
hey, they
be
censored
to...
them on the Super Bowl, so, you know. Let's...
That was so ridiculous.
What they don't have to go to China to get censored.
So they couldn't play, what, four or five songs over there?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, they were going to go a few
songs?
Years ago.
Oh, it was... One of the new songs and a couple of the old songs.
Ah, okay.
I forget which ones.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Like it matters,
list,
and like Mick
yeah.
Jagger cared.
Well, he did back way back in the Ed Sullivan days. He cared. What's the matter? Are you saying maybe he doesn't have the same passion for it, and it's
no,
all about the cash?
It's China. I think it's just a huge accomplishment just to be able to say, "Wow, we played China."
Yeah.
Who would have thought that would have ever happened? Right.
Right.
And you know? They could do most of the set. They could do the, you know.
Got a catalog.
You pick
that's
your, you pick 10, your spots.
10,000 songs big, yeah. So they couldn't play four or five. I don't think Mick Jagger, who, yeah, he's all for that.
I'd like to know which ones, though, and why the government
God,
helped
bring
them.
Ben in. Ben yeah. knows.
Like,
Ben knows.
I should know. It's wrong that I don't know.
He's keeping it under his hat, though, with a cement mixer. Come on, Ben. Where are you?
He was just
Ben.
In here.
Ben. Ben. Here, Ben. Ben, come on, boy.
What's
come
wrong,
on,
Patrice?
Ben. Come on, boy. Come on, Ben.
What's wrong, Patrice?
Come here, Ben. Come on, Ben.
So fucked up. It's a... Dude, the worst part about
come
it...
Come on, Ben. Oh, good boy, Ben. Come here, Ben.
Oh,
be good boy.
God. The worst part about it, we're struggling a little bit here on the air. I just saw him way in the background near the office. Just puts up a finger like 1 minute.
1 minute.
All right, we'll sweat for another minute here live on the
Here
on
he
the
comes.
Air.
Good boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you chose. I thought you knew the songs off the top of your head.
Oh, Earl's here?
Yeah.
Then bring Earl in. Earl would absolutely know.
Come on,
Earl.
I know Satisfaction is one. It was like five of them.
Earl, what songs?
Earl, we need to know what songs were banned in China.
I think it was Let's Spend the Night Together, Brown Sugar... Rough Justice.
Rough Justice was definitely one of them, yeah.
Wow. Why Brown Sugar?
The song's about screwing on a slave ship.
That's about sex and the slave trade. Yeah,
yeah but
see,
so why do the Chinese have a problem with that?
They have...
Is that what the fuck is about?
Can I?
I didn't know either. Oh, we're educating.
Hold on. Can I raise my hand? I'm
going to
raise my hand too, and everyone else. I had no idea, and I've been playing that song on the radio my entire life.
This is why hooks are so important.
Right? Yeah. Tell that to America.
He pulls a black knotty head, fucks her on the edge of the bowl, and shoots the cannon off in her black pussy. Brown sugar. We gonna sell the bitch for a dime.
Brown sugar!
Brown! That means a brown, black pussy! Are you fucking
I had no idea.
Me?
Go back and listen, kids. Yep.
Dude, wait, yep. Where does it say like that?
Like the opening of sold on slave on a cotton field.
Sold in the market down in New Orleans.
Yeah, but I think she's there already, right?
Oh, my God. I swear to God, I've been playing this song my entire life.
I've been listening to a slave song.
Ain't she there already?
Hold on, I want to hear the lyrics.
Like a black girl should.
All right, hold on. Let's hear the lyrics now.
I can't believe this is news. 35 years later. 35 years this song came out.
I suppose she was a slave, but I didn't know that.
She? All I know is brown sugar. Diddly darling.
Mick Jagger wasn't brave enough to sell that lyric, though, man. That's the first time I've heard it that way.
What?
He kind of...
bound for a cotton field, so yeah, but, she's on her way. She's bound for a cotton field. Sold in a market down in New Orleans.
But he didn't pronounce it that well.
Yeah.
Because this was, this came out in the 70s?
1971.
71, okay, so...
I don't know.
35 years, and we're still...
Listen it again.
What happened?
I don't know, he's whipping her, and then she's dancing like a young girl should.
What should happen?
He got her to behave.
Can we fucking dissect this song, please? I understand what's going on.
All right, now
call the lyrics up. Call the lyrics up.
The plantation guy's wife is like on to wonder where it's going to stop. They ain't stopping.
He's fucking her.
He's fucking all the slave girls. He likes the brown sugar.
Because he
could. Was this boycotted at some point? And
I don't think so.
Was this... Did anybody notice this? I don't think black people know this shit.
No.
Right now...
Ixnay, let's not let them... Wow.
I don't think the black people know this. They can't.
They can't
there should
notice.
Be a fucking album gone.
Wow.
Who knew? We're trying to get the lyrics.
And what was that saxophone solo was the fucking?
Yeah, that was some sexy fucking going on. Yeah,
Gold Coast slave ship bound for cotton fields, sold in the market down in New Orleans. Scared old slaver knows he's doing all right. Hear him whip the women just around with midnight.
Brown sugar.
How come you taste so good? Brown sugar, just like a young girl should. Drums beating cold, English blood runs hot. Lady of the house wondering when it's going to stop. Houseboy knows that he's doing all right. You should have heard him just around midnight.
Brown sugar tastes so good. I bet your mom was a 10-show queen.
Black pussy, wow, you taste so good. Just like a black girl should.
My God.
Motherfucker, I'm going to punch him right in his long tongue.
Holy jeez.
I bet your mama was a Cajun queen and all her boyfriends were sweet 16. I'm no schoolboy, but I know what I like. You should have heard them just around midnight.
Just fucking black girls. Just like a black girl should. I said,
see,
yeah.
Then they called him out on some girls.
Just like a black girl
that's
should.
That's true.
You know what? I appreciate these fucking chinks.
I'm banning that?
Ban that cocksucker. Son of a bitch.
How did he get away with that shit?
I don't know. It's back in the day.
I'm going to make a song.
It was all just fun back in the day.
Yeah.
Make a song about white women getting raped and just think of a good hook. Cotton swabbing. Wait. My little Q-tip. Q-tip.
It's got to start. It's got to, yes.
Patrice attempting a follow-up hit.
I think so.
It's raining stuff.
My little Q-tip.
The answer
She's
record.
She's parking
the
her minivan record. To go shopping.
I put this in my pocket.
You bet. Uh-oh. He's going to.
Look out.
He's
this
bringing that to the community.
Stage, yeah.
This is one of the best kept white secrets ever. And he's now got a copy of the plan.
Oh, damn.
I'm sitting there going, what the fuck are these Chinese people yapping about?
Brown sugar. What?
Yeah,
they don't got any sweeteners
sugar?
Over there?
Yeah, what's that all about?
They only like white sugar?
Mm.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Wow. No idea. I am stunned. This again, 1971.
They don't pay attention that closely to music. That's your
job,
Alan.
8 million times. How many times you heard this song?
Heard. Well, I played it on the radio easily 2,000 to 3,000 times.
It's hard to understand.
You know what's worse? Yeah, well. Kaja Gugu's Too Shy is about the Holocaust, and I never knew it.
Shy, shy.
Hush, hush. Hush, hush. It's when the gas comes. Horrible.
I don't hear nothing about Jew.
Please don't believe me. Please don't believe me, Patrice.
You could have gone all the way with that.
Could have kept it rolling, but the filth and despicable shit that would have had to pour from my mouth to do it.
Oh, damn.
99 loaf balloons.
Yeah. Look the Hindenburg disaster.
Look where we started.
Yeah.
Rashad.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, man?
Look, I'm a black guy, and I love rock music. I listen to Pantera, Alice in Chains, Nine Inch Nails. I have not a clue of what they're saying. It's a guitar riff, loop, and I'm happy. No idea what they're saying.
You guys are all just humming along. Well, like,
there's your American Idol. There's the lesson for American Idol right there.
What do you call it? I lost it. The not the riff, but
the hook.
The hook.
Yeah.
I'm not do-do-do-do. And that'll be from New Orleans.
New Orleans.
that's where music come from.
Little black nigglet.
Did he just say nigglet?
Oh, fucking ass. Huh? I don't know what he said. Brown sugar. Hello, fucking ass. Motherfucker.
The words you are just put learned together it. In a way that it sounds like one big word.
Absolutely.
You know? So you really don't realize what he's saying there on the first thing.
Lesson Jesus. Number one.
Go, 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 shabam for cotton.
What? Shabam for cotton feel?
Motherfucker.
Shabam for cotton feel.
Rohoa should be as clever. What are the motherfuckers? What's the Rohoa? The white motherfuckers. They should just be clever. They can sing all the fucking
sing
songs they
any
want.
Any racist stuff you want as long as you make it string it out into one word.
Can you... did you know it was a fucking
I had no idea.
Song, dude?
No clue. Rashad, thanks for the call.
I thought it was just about... I knew it was about banging black chicks. That's all I knew.
Brown
I figured he likes the brown sugar. I had no clue. He's beating them. They're dancing.
Making
no
them dance.
I didn't even know the hook
slave
was about a black
ship is
girl.
Involved. Yeah. First goddamn first line.
That's
Gold Coast slave ship.
Brown that's why people thought he was evil. Thought he was the devil. That was his. That's his thing, right? That was his Jagger. That was his.
My
you know,
goodness.
Both hated Mick Jagger at one point.
Oh, he was. You know, he was the scare. He was the bad boy. He was stirring up controversy, getting banned. Like that's his thing. So
I didn't even
still,
know. I didn't even
song
know,
written before the, you were born, and it's still shaking you up.
I didn't know the hook was about black girls. Like I just, it's just all right, whatever. Brown sugar.
Peggy so Sue's about a lynching? What? It's impossible.
What's I can't get no satisfaction about?
It's like he was getting all the satisfaction he needed.
I wanted to kill 20 bitches, but I only killed 14. Damn it.
All right.
Slave ship. All right. Wow. You guys see the heavy metal movie?
Thank God for Earl.
Which?
The one that's not even out yet. We got a screener's copy, and we had the guys on. It's a documentary on heavy metal?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
Earl, you
see
it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
All right, there goes that.
There's that.
All right. You could X that off.
We got to get actually Tom in here to do his Stephen Wright.
Yeah, I want to hear
this. This show started off really weird.
Yes,
there was no energy.
Yes, sir. I'll agree, sir.
And we invited this intern in because he has a really red face from the Yankee game yesterday, and he was speaking monotone.
He had no energy whatsoever.
Where
none.
Is he?
And he talks like this.
And he moves real slow as well, obviously.
Where is he?
What? Oh, now he's missing. Is he still pulling pudding out of his ear? Look
at Twitchell. I think my book's selling. You know, books, there's no sound scan for books. So you just put it out there and wait. You kind of see what happens. See when the returns come back in, and unless it's, you know,
is there,
huge. You
is
don't...
there big book piracy out there?
Yeah, there's a lot of the bootleg.
They're selling them out of duffel bags on the sidewalk.
Right. Yeah, the writers.
People are downloading that for, you know.
Yeah, the writers
know,
are still
getting
safe.
Nothing back.
Is it, no, they're still the safe. Sellers list?
No, so you look at, you know, you check your Amazon thing. Two people buy it. It jumps 100,000 places, and then it, you know, you know.
Do
you
read
no
your
idea.
Comments?
It is the least. It's so anticlimactic putting a book. I'm used to magazine. I was a magazine, been a magazine writer for years. You put a magazine out there, it's out there. You see it everywhere.
Who pays you?
You get your advance. Then if it sells enough, then when your advance is paid out,
so
you come back
like
later.
Stephen King and the Big Boys.
No, that's a whole nother. That's like launching Mission Impossible and a cereal line and a toy store.
Semi-trucks full of money before you even come up with a concept for a book.
They just back
the
truck up with the advance, hand you all of that.
Dean Koontz and all that.
Yeah, that's... But so the book business is weird because there's like...
What?
No, that's cool. It's you know, those, it's entertainment. You know.
Who's the big boy?
Well, those...
Michael Crichton. Who's the biggie?
When he turns it on, I mean, I think Stephen King is still...
Dan
King of the Hill,
Brown.
Right?
I would say he's the master of macabre, if I could make that up, and
Dean
maybe
Koontz
he'll run
up there
with it.
Dean Koontz is with him, though, man.
Dean
Koontz? He's falling off.
I think a lot of Stephen King fans don't like Dean Koontz.
It's all about Dan Brown.
Dan Brown.
What?
Dan Brown.
Who's that?
Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code.
You know that.
Only the biggest book ever.
Yeah. They should have never made that into a movie, because I will never have a chance to read that book now.
I'm going
to
read it.
Were you going to read it anyway?
Yeah,
enough people were talking about it. I'm in the same boat as Patrice, except I'm getting to whip the women just around midnight. I'm in the same boat as you. I will not read the book if the movie comes out. But if enough but people keep talking
for,
about it,
but the book's been out for how many years and you haven't read it yet?
Yeah, I would get around to it. I'm reading other stuff.
I read that book easily 2 years ago, maybe
da
more.
Da Vinci Code is good?
It's really good. It's a page turner. I
read
you.
Animal House. Before that came out. Oh, wow.
I get the book that has the characters from the movie on the cover.
Man, John Belushi, he'd be great as this character.
Let's say hi to Lady Trucker. Lady Trucker.
Ma'am.
Hey, how you doing, Patrice?
Hello, ma'am.
I got a hook for you. Peanut butter on cracker.
Oh. For your brown sugar answer song.
Answer answer, yeah.
I got to figure that out. I'm going to write it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm definitely going to fucking write it. Fuck that.
That's one to write.
A follow-up hit to It's Raining Stuff.
Stuff.
Here he is. Good luck.
Here he is. He's got his own entrance music and everything.
It's the Jurassic Park music because of his short little arms. He's got a little T-Rex arm.
I didn't notice that.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't have.
He hides it with
we
really big
shirts.
We
cruelly pointed it out. He's like the T-Rex.
Actually, they don't really look short today.
No, it's the shirt. Because the shirt goes down pretty, like... Most people's arms, I think, dangle almost to their kneecap. Their middle finger almost hits their kneecap.
He can scratch his titties without bending anything. Your mama.
What are you? Auditioning?
This motherfucker.
That is a bit,
Your
dude.
Mama. All right, we get
Does
it.
Does anyone notice?
Do you really need a show
out?
About it?
I can't believe that crap is on
MTV.
Maybe 8 seconds.
Your mama.
Oh, with that corny, evidently a sissy dude. Oh.
Nick Cannon.
Wait, no, not Nick Cannon. The fucking
dude from
your mama.
The 70s show, right?
Oh, goodness.
No.
Goodness.
Was it? I don't know.
Yes, the Indian.
Tom, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
See? That's all he gives us.
Pretty good.
People ever notice about the arm thing or anything?
Yes.
They brought it. Your friends have always like kind of teased him about it.
Yes.
He's shaped like five different people. Like he's in shape, out of shape. He's got a big head, a little head. His head's big and little at the same time.
He was this close to being a dwarf.
Maybe that was like at the last minute.
At the last second, God said, no, I'm just kidding.
He really is built like a fetus. Like a...
Look,
like
you can see his fingernails.
He really is built like the second trimester.
Your mama.
Your mama's arms are so short.
A whole fucking show about that. They've run out of ideas in Hollywood. It's official.
Your mom is so black when I look at her, I think I'm asleep.
And that's the reaction half the time. You're like, huh?
Yeah,
that's funny, yeah. Mm. Anyway, Tom.
Well, Tom, have you gotten any energy since you've been here this morning?
A little bit.
A little bit? I kind of hear it in your voice.
He's a radio DJ, too, Alan.
Alan
Lice. Right? Very famous writer in studio.
Nice to meet you.
Happy to be here. Happy to witness a moment like this.
What's your favorite band?
I'm more into hip hop, but
that counts.
Other than that,
too short.
Motherfucking short. Bismarcky and fucking too short.
Too short.
He looks like Bismarcky and Too Short put together. Bottle of Clorox.
I guess like, in terms of hip hop, probably D Block, and for rock, probably Linkin Park.
Nice. Mm.
All right.
Did you like?
Sounds very enthusiastic about
it. Like the collaboration with Jay-Z.
What happens when Jay-Z says, "Throw your hands in the air"?
He hits himself in his ears.
Fuck you, fucking asshole.
All right, so we noticed that he sounds a lot like Stephen Wright with his monotone delivery. So
we just wanted to hear a few of the classic Stephen Wright jokes done.
Yeah, we highlighted the better ones for you there. Made it real easy for you, Tom.
All right. Yesterday, I parked my car in a tow-away zone. When I came back, the entire area was missing.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Kind of sounds like
that's about how he does it.
This is almost like your mama.
That's what you pay $100 for.
I had to stop driving my car for a while. The tires got dizzy.
All right, a couple more.
I recently moved into a new apartment, and there was this switch on the wall that didn't do anything. So anytime I had nothing to do, I just flicked the switch up and down, up and down, up and down. Then one day I got a letter from a woman in Germany. It just said, cut it out. I put instant coffee in my microwave oven and almost went back in time.
These are hard. How come when Stephen Wright does it, people laugh?
I think it's visual, too.
Gotta be, right? Because when you just read him or hear him.
Because it sounds just like Steve.
Sounds like him.
But I'm like, oh, no, is Steven not funny? It can't be.
Maybe Steven's not funny, but...
Oh, he's funny.
Let's turn him on and get a chuckle.
Fuck me. Yeah, of course he's funny, but what the fuck's going on here?
All right. A few more there, Tom.
It's a weird experiment here.
I saw a man with a wooden leg and a real foot.
Maybe he's not delivering it exactly like... Read that one again. But well, Steve,
nothing can make that one funny, Patrice.
I know.
A man with a wooden leg and a real foot.
Yeah. See, it's like he's not reading it with the timing of Steve.
It's
Steven
all the ingredients to a cake, but they're not mixed right.
Just like
his body.
All right,
it's all the parts you need, but they're just not put together right.
This next one, read. You know what beat is? You know what they say when you get beat? Of course you do, right? Okay. So just do the I Met thing with a beat, and just wait a beat, and then do the... The last thing, the punch. See if that's Stephen Wright.
I met her at Macy's. She was shopping. I put Slinkies on the escalator.
Wow. Boy, yeah, no. It gets even worse when you miss a word.
Dennis Leary's not calling you anytime soon to read.
No. Some people think George is weird because he has sideburns behind his ears. I think George is weird because he has false teeth with braces on them. George is a radio announcer, and when he walks under a bridge... You can hear him talk.
You what?
You can't hear him.
You can't hear him talk.
Yeah, see, because you drive under a bridge. Wow, you are leaving out the most important word. In the past two, he's left out the most important word.
But he's doing pretty good on them long ones, though, because I'm like, what the fuck?
Some short ones.
I bought some batteries, but they weren't included, so I had to buy them again.
That's Stephen Wright. That is him.
It's funny when Stephen Wright says it. What? I don't get it.
Maybe Stephen Wright is brilliant.
I bought some batteries, but they weren't included, so I had to buy them again.
Damn.
But if you do that hard. In quiet, in a room, in isolation, in a studio, Can you get those across anyway?
That's very fair too. The crowd means something too. I think if like you said, if Gallagher came in and just smashed a watermelon, no one would laugh. Like we would go, okay, this nigga just smashed a watermelon with a hammer.
I don't care if he's in front of the entire population of this country. That shit ain't funny when he smashes that fucking watermelon. No.
All right,
Jesus.
Continue, wow. Tom.
If you can't hear me, it's because I'm in parentheses.
Plus, maybe that's funny. We're reading along. We know the surprise. I mean, it's coming.
All right.
I'm not reading.
Very good observation.
That's why I'm the journalist here. I'm trying to,
right.
You know.
Understand, right? It's like, wait a minute.
You're waiting for it.
Because I'm about to go to Steve Wright going, nigga, you ain't funny.
And maybe this is killing to people listening at home. Maybe this is working.
I've been reading this.
I'm just asking.
I get it, Tom.
I have a map of the United States. It's original size. It says 1 mile equals 1 mile.
I didn't read along with that one. But I did read it earlier.
There goes that theory.
So, well, no, maybe. Turn the page.
Read one that we didn't write.
Turn the page. There you go.
You didn't highlight, right?
Now just read one. I'm going to clear my mind. I'm going to shut my eyes and imagine Stephen Wright.
Well, do the one after the
in front of me.
The original size map.
Stephen Wright's in front. Mm-hmm.
Today I met with a subliminal advertising executive for just a second.
That's a tough joke, though.
It's almost funnier, though. If you picture Stephen Wright. I was sitting there. I was in a crowd. I was at the stage. I had the whole thing.
I can't believe you're making a... Hey, Steve, you're right. And this is today is experiment day.
Of course it is.
This whole show is a big beaker. Let it rip.
I used to be a bartender at the Betty Ford Clinic.
I keep waiting for the next line.
I had a dream that all victims of the pill came back. Boy, were they mad. Today I dialed a wrong number. The other side said, hello. I said, hello, could I speak to Joey? They said, I don't think so. He's only 2 months old. I said, I'll wait. I have a friend named Dennis. Both his parents are midgets, but not Dennis. He's a midget dwarf. He's the guy who poses for trophies.
Now, I saw his original 8-hour special when he said that joke.
Uh-huh.
And I laughed like a motherfucker.
Right.
I laughed like a... I thought that was the funniest joke I ever heard. He poses for trophies.
It's hysterical.
But why the fuck did that just make me want to hit this motherfucker with a branch?
Well, don't get mad at him reading jokes he didn't write.
No, but I'm saying... he sounds just like Stephen Wright.
Right. It's the same delivery. It's the...
But even in fucking Reservoir Dogs, it's like... I think it has to be... No one else can do it but him, maybe, because he goes... you know, the radio guy when he's like, K210. It's like maybe he has a natural time in
that. K-Billy's. Yeah, it was K-Billy's, like, super hits of the 70s.
Let's go to Mud Jacket. Mud Jacket.
Hey, I just got a question for Tommy.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever get a chance to do the wave last night at the baseball game?
Oh, shit.
Or is that why you're so fucking tired this morning? Because you kept trying to jump up and just couldn't quite keep up with everybody.
The wave. He stopped all the waves. The people went, oh, no one else is doing it. Do we have access to some of the Comedy Channel's stuff on Dilette? Do we have any Stephen Wright? I would love... Let's hear Stephen Wright. I want to hear Stephen Wright doing Stephen Wright and see what the difference is. We got to get to the bottom of this.
Danny in Jersey. Danny.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
Holy shit. Now I know why Stephen Wright doesn't sell any albums. This
but he does.
On the radio.
But he does.
He does all right for himself.
We don't understand why it's not working.
I think it's Stephen Wright's looks. That's what's funny.
It could be. Is it appearances? But
no, because
I listen to the album.
You listen to the records.
I mean,
he's funny. He's a funny dude.
This
man.
Is like graduate school comedy analysis.
Yes.
This is like,
why isn't it working?
Did you see Half Baked when he was on the guy on the couch?
Yeah.
He's fucking hilarious.
Hysterical.
All right.
Why isn't he funny?
By the way, the Twitchell video from yesterday of him slapping his face when we discovered that's his latest thing he does is now up online for everyone to view.
Very good.
At opiananthony.com. Is he still here, by the way?
Yeah. Found some E-Rock.
What's up, Than?
Okay.
No, I was going to tell him which jokes that we have.
Oh, we got the same joke. All right.
So we can do them too.
Today, well, Yankee Stadium.
Actually, Than, stay there. Have him read the joke, and then we'll get the Stephen Wright version after he reads it.
It's a whole bit, so it might not be the exact joke.
I see. Okay. Well, just have him do whatever you want first, and then we'll have a reference point.
It's the Winnie jokes.
All right.
Here we go.
My friend Winnie is a procrastinator. He didn't get his birthmark until he was 8 years old.
It'd be funny if Steve Wright calling and go, this nigga's chopping up my shit. Tell this little old motherfucker, if he gonna read my shit, read it right. It's like this.
Batteries. Batteries. They weren't included.
You're like Stephen Wrong.
Stephen.
Oh, shit.
Winnie and I lived in a house that ran on static electricity. If you wanted to run the blender, you had to rub balloons on your head.
Now that was pretty spot on Stephen Wright.
I know.
That was pretty fine.
Like Stephen Wright.
Pretty fine delivery.
We're going to have him on in the future as Stephen Wright and not tell anybody.
And then they'll think it is funny
as
hell.
It sounds just like Stephen Wright.
There's
dude.
A little piece of Stephen Wright that's missing that sounds like somebody else kind of does something with his voice.
Damone?
Almost, yeah, not a Damone. No, it sounds like something else.
Have
Can't
some pride.
Place him. Have some pride. That uniform is part of...
Might be him, right? All right, are we going to listen to the real Stephen Wright now? Is that...
Yeah, let's listen to some real Stephen Wright.
Honest that I ain't flying nowhere.
He has a different inflection too on some.
Yeah.
He's going up and down. He's not straight
monotone. It's not just monotone. I don't know if that helps, but he does have a different delivery.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Holy shit.
Job well done. There you go. How did you get the headphones off? Does that help?
He need help reaching the doorknob. He's too high and too low for the doorknob.
Where's his music?
Yeah, where's his music?
He doesn't leave, Derek? Oh, Derek. Yeah. I love that music.
Yeah. Twitchells, come on in here.
Steve and Riley.
That was interesting.
Right. Here comes
Learn
Twitchells.
Some things today. Yeah. Brown sugar. Steve and Wright, Joe.
Oh. I once knew a guy named Twitchells that put pubic hair in his face.
You're all cleaned up now, man.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah? You got all the hair off of you?
Yeah.
When did you get a new shirt?
When I was wiping the water on my face to try to, like, waterfall it off, pubic hair kind of went right in my mouth and got stuck in my tooth.
Oh, whoa.
So the torture continues even in the bathroom.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Pterodactyl.
He's like. Did that sound like one of the Beastie Boys?
Sample.
It's a sabotage. Here's a little story.
Those guys could definitely do something with that, though. I'll tell you right now.
It was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you cleaned up, which is good.
Absolutely.
That's what I was going to say.
All right.
Well, what's Stephen Wright with Tourette's sound like? Bring. Really?
I was pulled over for speed, and the officer said, "Don't you know?" I replied, "Yes, but."
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we
know.
We feel the same way. So get the plug in for the comedy show there, Twitchells.
Well, it's going to be tomorrow night. It's the premiere of the Short Bus Comedy Tour at the Laugh Factory in Times Square. It's a 9 o'clock show. It's going to be a really hot show. I'm really excited about it. And it's our first time doing the Short Bus Tour in New York City tomorrow, 9 o'clock at the Laugh Factory.
And you got some coverage?
Yeah, on Monday, as soon as I got back from the Tourette's Conference, I did a show called Your Morning on CNA. They're an Emmy Award-winning morning show that reaches from Maine to Virginia.
Emmy Award-winning.
I say that because...
Every show is
from Maine Award-winning.
Exactly. And I was so nervous because that's when I
won
just...
one.
Well, that's just when I got back from the conference.
From Maine to Virginia sounds impressive, but how wide is it?
If
it's like 2 feet wide, that's not that impressive.
Well, it was Monday, so that was right after I got back from the conference. And I've been on the show a couple times before, and it never really had been that bad. Usually I was able to control it while doing the interview, just like a 5-minute interview, and all the Short Bus guys were there, and it just went ballistic. I just couldn't help it. And the girl who interviewed me, the reporter, name's Connie Cola, and she's been really good with it before, but I really think I made her feel uncomfortable this time.
All right, let's listen in.
When I first started doing comedy, I met Tim Grill. And as you can tell, Tourette, you have good days and bad days.
Sure.
And, you know, when I first met Tim and I said, "What do you have?" He said, "I have spina bifida." And we were on the same show together. So I said, "You know what? It would be a great idea to put a tour together, some type of show featuring all comedians with disabilities."
Right.
And I heard so much about Mike Cateo. He's been doing the scene in New York for so long. And I just, it's never been done before. And I figured this would be such a... good idea. Wait,
that's the Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Just kicking right in now, right?
Yeah, that's exactly that. The Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
It's nothing to do with Tourette's.
You're right there, buddy. You're okay.
You can be a little back beside you.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That poor lady.
We got more.
I always have people who say to me, they say, "Oh, you have Tourette's? Aww.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry." Things like that. But you know what? The point is, we're doing this because we want to spread awareness and have a good time. You can never take yourself too seriously. And you know, that's the whole point of this comedy tour. It's not, you know, making fun of the characters of any, you know, not making fun of the people who have disabilities, because we are people with disabilities. We're saying, be yourself, and it's okay to be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
He's really fun to take to church, isn't he?
He's the only guy who gets road rage.
The Holy Spirit.
He's the only guy who gets road rage on a train.
Wow. Road rage. He's the only guy that gets road rage.
All right.
Sayonara. He's speaking Japanese, the motherfucker.
Sean in Virginia. Sean.
Hey, boys, I learned that Twitch was in the bathroom. Sounds like the Three Stooges fucking.
That's right. We did learn that today, yes. Let's go to Bruce in Louisiana. Bruce?
Yeah, today on the show I learned that rubbing the balls between the thighs equals wink, wink.
Wink, wink. That's right. We did learn that.
The given.
Brian in Rhode Island. Brian?
Hey, how you doing? I learned that a cock ring makes your dick all veiny and blue.
Yeah, we learned a lot of weird
stuff today.
Ben's raw ass.
Hey, guys, today I think we all learned a little something about the Brown Sugar lyrics.
Yes.
I
wonder how many people out there really knew that.
Honestly?
I think that was a surprise to a lot of people.
I think a lot of people like to come off like they're cool and they knew, but they didn't.
Yeah. Alan Light's book, The Skills to Pay the Bills, The Story of the Beastie Boys, is now in paperback.
In stores now.
Wow.
And that's the reaction we're looking for. You say, wow, you get no feedback on a book, you get that, you know you're doing something.
He's got ringtones. He's got
ringtones. Oh, by the way,
do I get my ringtones?
They're going to be available any day now. They're already available overseas. You just Google it. And
overseas?
I know.
Overseas.
I don't even tell me.
What are you, a phenomenon
in
Germany? Like all the hair bands?
It's like it's David Hasselhoff of Tourette's.
Banned in China.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't write the bring.
He said it was banned in China.
Don't do your bring or towa.
Sounds too much like some shit we say.
Yeah.
They understand him. C. Did I just say C?
And you can check that out at laughterbyluna.com.
Mexican part of China.
I don't know any
Mexican town.
Like a Mexican Chinese bastard.
Fucking stupid. See. Let's say hi to John. Hey, John.
Yeah, today I learned that dignity is a disease.
Yes, we did learn that. Sorry, I was a little distracted. Sorry about that. Mark, no, dude, I just want that. Mark the Trucker, what's up?
Hawk.
Guys, today I learned your intern's arms are so short he's got to sit down and jerk off.
His arms were short, he had to sit down and jerk
right,
off. Oh, there you
right.
go. Sean in Jersey. Sean, what did you learn on the Opie and Anthony show today?
I learned that niggas wear Yankee hats because they match their socks.
Word up.
Word.
Asshole.
Doughboy.
What's going on?
Hey.
The ball brush is a massagist wink.
Yeah, we said that one already.
Yeah.
I blow.
All right. Token gay.
Hey, I learned that Twitchell's plus Danny's pubic hair equals jerking off material for a week.
Oh, Jesus.
Howdy.
That was genius. That was actually genius.
Hey, Therese, we promoting anything today?
Nah.
You're doing the show with us for the rest of the week, so.
Yeah, you'll be in
tomorrow and Friday.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah?
Stare at me a little more, please.
Final words?
Go to laughterbylou.com for the ringtones.
And furthermore.
I'd like to add.
Yeah?
He does sound like a Hitler
speech,
doesn't
he? Stop slapping yourself.
Cry, Jane, cry. Cry, Juden.
All right, see you tomorrow.